If you want to fulfill your potential or help other people fulfill their potential so you can feel great and get the rewards and respect you deserve, then I want to give you a free physical copy of my new best-selling book, because you deserve to know the truth. The most important things for fulfilling your potential are not tips, tricks, hacks, therapy, coaching, meditation, breathwork, goal setting, journaling, or finding your why. I know it sounds irrational because we're so used to hearing about using these things to help us fulfill our potential. But these approaches are outdated and ineffective, and they are based on a big lie.
To find out more and get your free physical copy of Dr. John Finn's best-selling book, The Habit Mechanic, go to tougherminds.co.uk.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. John Finn. Welcome to another Tougher Minds podcast. I'm out walking in the sunshine, which is fantastic. And I'm just reflecting, I've just actually been editing a chapter from our new book, and I'm just reflecting on knowledge, moving from knowledge to skill to habit. This is a core model in Tougher Minds. One of our core jobs, if not our central job, is to teach people how to make positive changes. That is, how to build new habits. And it's very different knowing how to build a new habit to actually being able to do it, to be able to automate that process. So we talk to people and we structure our training in three parts. One is knowing. So I might know why I get stressed, for example. I might understand that at a neurobiological level. I might understand that at a behavioural level. And just understanding why that happens is really helpful. But once I know why I get stressed, I then obviously need to learn some insights about how I can manage it more effectively. So again, acquiring some knowledge about what do I need to do to start to counter that stress response. We know that we can't stop stress happening, but what we can do is be more proactive in how we manage it, so that instead of being negatively impacted by stress for an hour, maybe we can deal with it in 55 minutes, for example. Instead of being negatively affected by a stress for 4 days, maybe we can deal with it in 3 days. And some of the things we teach around, some knowledge we teach around managing stress better, are frameworks like our FAB framework, Fortunate, Adapt, Benefit, our WABA, Written Eight Brain Argument. But again, just knowing that stuff isn't going to help you to change behaviour. So until we get some knowledge about what we need to do, we need to put that into practice. That's what we call the skill. So you're practicing the skill. From a stress management perspective, the skill's connected to managing stress well on in a direct stress response way, are really about slowing down our breathing, or managing our breathing, regulating our breathing, and getting better at regulating our thoughts and our emotions. And a core way we can do that is via what we call focused reflection, which is really writing. We have different writing structures we teach people. So you've got some knowledge about why you're stressed. You've got some knowledge about what you can do. Then you can start to practice the skills. You can start to practice reversing the stress response and more quickly getting your attention back onto things that are helpful for you. But that still isn't enough. What you ultimately need to do is to practice those skills regularly enough that good stress response, or good, what I'd call emotional regulation, becomes a habit. In order to do that, you need to create a habit building plan. To do that, we use the 9 action factors. Just a quick recap of what they are. One is mindset. So you need to, if you want to build better stress management skills, you need to believe you can do that. That's what we call the mindset. Another factor is the habit factor. We know that we can build new habits, but we can only do it one small change at a time. So if currently I'm 9 out of 10 on the stress continuum, 10 being the worst it could be, or if that's typically where I am, I'm just in a bit of a stressful period at the moment, I'm not going to all of a sudden move down to one on the stress continuum. My aim might be just to get down to an 8.5 or an 8. So we can only make tiny changes, that's the habit factor. I'm going to need some to understand why I want to make this change, so connect it to my bigger goals. So we call that personal motivation, and we teach people things like the FAM story to help them to understand that and connect their long-term, their medium-term, their short-term goals. We're going to need some personal knowledge and skills. We're going to need, if it's helpful, if you've got some community knowledge and skills. Social influence will be important. Rewards and penalties will be important. They're broadly coming in three categories. One is intrinsic rewards, one is extrinsic rewards, one is social rewards. Understanding the environmental triggers around us and how that influences our behaviour will be important to understand, so we can get better at managing it. Also recognising our brain chemistry and what we call brain state. So if we want to get good at practicing building new habits, we want to be doing it at a time of day when we are feeling like we've got some mental charge, some mental capacity. That's only going to be viable if we're building better sleep, diet and exercise habits, because they help our immune system, etc., work properly. So there, if we're going to make positive change, it's really helpful to think of it as moving from the knowledge to the skill to the habit. Knowing is great, and that's typically where we see most self-help materials that are out there, whether they're on the BBC website or in the self-help section of the bookstore or on Amazon or wherever. But actually, knowing is not enough. We need to take that knowledge and put it into practice, and put it into practice regularly enough so we actually build change, and we build new habits, we build new neurons in our brain that actually automate the thing that we want to get better at. In this example is managing stress. It would be implicit emotional regulation. And in order to do that, we really need a habit building plan which uses the best behavioral science that we understand. And that's why we created the 9 action factor model, and we use that to help people to build new helpful habits. So we can change, that's positive news, but we have to be realistic and we have to be systematic in the way that we do that. And really simple way to think about that is, if you're going to we've got to move from knowing or knowledge to skill to habit. And you're good at what you practice, so you might establish a good new what looks like a habit in the next 30 days or 60 days or 90 days. But if you then spend the following 30 days or 60 days or 90 days practicing the old unhelpful thing, you'll revert back to what you were doing previously. So the rule for habits: don't think about a set number of days that you need to get over the bump to create a new behaviour. Think about you're good at what you practice. So we've got to find really easy ways to make it on a daily basis easy to practice the new behaviours that we want to build. So we're going to move from knowledge to skill to habit. Hope that's helpful. Hope it gets you thinking in a positive way about some of the changes you want to make, both individually and collectively. And we'll be talking more about some of the Tougher Minds models in the coming podcasts as we continue to write our new book. Remember, you can access lots of our training materials absolutely free. And one of the core things that we're giving away for free at the moment is our Me Power Resilience Planner. You can just go to our website and you can download that for free. Also on our website, you can see the Tougher Minds Foundation Course for Resilience. Lots of little short videos, really powerful insights just on the homepage there. Scroll down, you can watch those. Thank you very much. Take care, and we'll speak to you soon.
If you want to fulfill your potential or help other people fulfill their potential so you can feel great and get the rewards and respect you deserve, then I want to give you a free physical copy of my new best-selling book, because you deserve to know the truth. The most important things for fulfilling your potential are not tips, tricks, hacks, therapy, coaching, meditation, breathwork, goal setting, journaling, or finding your why. I know it sounds irrational because we're so used to hearing about using these things to help us fulfill our potential. But these approaches are outdated and ineffective, and they are based on a big lie.
To find out more and get your free physical copy of Dr. John Finn's best-selling book, The Habit Mechanic, go to tougherminds.co.uk.